Thanks, Stacey. Brandon, welcome to New England. I was curious, what were the primary factors that you were sort of weighing and considering in making this decision?
Oh, man. First of all, thank you. Welcome me up here from New England. And the primary factors in weighing in on my decision to come play ball up here was the chance of getting the ball more, winning rough, because it's a winning organization, and I just really wanted to win.
Somewhat similar to Mike's prior, do you at all consider, the group of receivers when you're coming to a particular situation like this? I know this is your first time going through the free agency process, but did that run through your mind? And I guess what also made you come to the decision to wear the number 19 as the jersey you selected?
You making a decision like this, change the teams, you always think about the guys you got to compete with and your chance to get against the other guys and having the ability to play with good guys. You know, Edelman, a guy that caught 100-plus balls last year, you know, do that by being average, do that by having a lot of talent, do that by being a good player and working. And Amendola, a guy that's, when he's healthy, he's pretty good. So I thought about that. That played a lot of my decision. I wanted to come here around a group of guys that put in work and that are just as good as me. And also picking the number 19, man, it was out of 10 or 19. And when I think for number 10, I just think it was quarterback. I thought about Vince Young. I thought about RG3. So I didn't want to be in that time frame of a quarterback. And me and my boy Ted again, real good friends. And I decided to wear the one line just like he does.
Hey, Brandon, it looks like you have some positional versatility, or at least moving across the line of scrimmage a lot. Is there a spot on the line, whether it's in the slot or outside, that you feel like your skill set is best utilized?
No, not really, man. I think I'm very versatile. Like you said, I can play inside and outside. It just depends on what these guys want to put, man. I don't care. They want to play outside, they want to play inside. I just want to be wherever the ball is going. I want to hit the same way.
Brandon, you mentioned how important it was to join a winning organization, but you just left the winning organization. So I'm just curious as to what went into your decision to depart Carolina.
Because I had a chance to play with a Hall of Fame quarterback. One day Cam will be there probably, but he's not there now. And I feel like it was a better chance to come up here and get more balls and win up here than it was with Carolina. Nothing against those guys. Great organization. Those guys are going to win. They can win, but hey, it's proven up here, man. We still winning last year in Carolina. These guys have went up here for the last 10 plus years. So why not come to a winning organization?
Hey, Brandon. Welcome. I just wanted to ask you, it goes back a little bit to your last answer. As you watch the Patriots offense and Tom Brady's abilities, a lot of this stuff that they do is predicated on post-snap reads and options. Have you done much of that? And that's the first part. And the second part is really, what jumps off the page to you as a receiver about Tom Brady? Is it his accuracy, his timing? What is it?
That first part, man, you know, we did a lot of post network throws in Charlotte. We always had two or three plays we changed to the line of scrimmage, and we always had to go on the fly based on what the defense does right before the snap. So I think everybody in the NFL does a lot of pre-snap options, if they were not. And the second of all, what jumps out about Brady, man, it's just, we watched his film last year. We got to play those guys. They always like, man, those receivers just had to put their hands up. Like, no matter what route they ran, no matter what, how the guy was on them, they just put their hands up. The ball was always in perfect placement. So you got a guy that can pinpoint the ball like he does year in and year out, man. It's great.
Have you spoken to him yet?
Yes, he was out of the country. He got called when he get back in, but we spoke to him a couple of times.
Hey, Brandon, welcome to town. In a video on the Patriots website, Nick Caserio said you were someone that the team had looked at pretty extensively when you came out of LSU. Did you know that the Patriots were really interested in you? What was your experience with them like during the pre-draft process? And did you ever think that if you became a free agent, this is one of the places you would land?
And it's crazy because throughout the whole draft process, I met with them at the combine, and that was about it. I didn't think they were that interested, but everybody always told me, you know, you go to the draft process, they're less interested. that might be the team that picked you up, but that wasn't the case. But the second part of your question.
Did you ever think, if you ever hit free agency, that New England would be one of your landing spots, just based on the interest they showed in you when you were coming out of college?
And the crazy thing about it, I didn't think I was going to be able to get free agency. I thought I was going to be in Charlotte forever, but it didn't happen. And when I did, man, when those guys called me as soon as free agency started, I knew those guys, I was a big fan. So I was going to end up sitting on the college team. They said if Fly got up the first day, not having a lot of interest.
And Brandon, this is somewhat related, going back to your LSU ties. Did you reach out to Stephen Ridley before signing with the Patriots or before your visit even? And if so, what kind of insight did he give you about the Patriots organization?
And the crazy thing about it, man, I called Ridley when I was in the airport heading up. And he was out training on the West Coast. And he was so excited, man. He was like, bro, you got to be lying to me right now. Oh, man, I'm now putting him here from Providence. And he's like, Dad, we got a bunch of young guys that play a lot of good football, but we need another veteran that can step in and help those young guys grow, improving, and this and that. And you can be one of those final pieces of us taking this thing to the next level. But he was like, man, I'm going to tell you just like I tell anybody else, man, you got to come up here and you got to be able to sacrifice the off-the-field life for things you got to do, put in extra time in film and extra work at the practice. He said, you got to see this. And he just kept saying the word sacrifice. Sacrifice and hard work. And if you committed to do that with the rest of us guys, you're going to fit in with them and you're going to help us win games.
Brandon, that was actually my question as well, but I was wondering if you have any connection to New England, and you know, whether it be through family or relatives, and have you actually ever been to New England?
Man, I have never, ever been to New England. My fiance has family in Springfield, and we went up there a couple of times to college. That was the closest I ever been to New England, you know, in Springfield, Massachusetts. That was it.
Sure. Brandon, I was curious what your background is on special teams, what units you might have played on with the Panthers.
Man, my first few years, I started as vice on special teams. I played the vice on punt return my first 2 years. And I played my rookie year, I played front line on kickoff return. Played those, and I actually was the my whole career, I've been a backup punt returner, backup kickoff returner. They got a chance one time to return the punt this year against San Fran.
And can I just follow up with you on one other thing? I apologize if it was mentioned. I was having a little trouble hearing, but it seemed to me that one of your best games last season came against the Patriots. I was curious if you'd sort of agree with that opinion and what you remember about that game.
I kind of agree. That was one of our better games. Had a bunch of catches, scored. And what I remember about that game, man, it was a tough hard game, man. But their defense, I think they're one of their best corners out. He was out, so we said we was gonna take advantage of whoever Talib was not holding. We was gonna take advantage of. And we came out there and we did what we wanted to do on offense, but hell, Tom Brady and that obviously did what they wanted to do, and they almost came back at the end to beat us.
And we can't leave without talking about blocking. Brandon, could you talk about beyond catching the ball, where blocking fits into your game?
Man, that's like a major part of my game, and that's. I take a lot of pride in it because it goes back to my context. I was I came in at LSU and I was a 6'7" guy. Now, I thought I had a chance to play because I had just my ability as anyone catching the ball from running, jumping, and everything else. But I wouldn't touch a soul. I wouldn't block a soul. And that day, Coach Miles, my helmet on the sideline at the Arizona State game. I came in and met one of the following weeks. He told me, man, I got to get settled. I got to learn how to block. I won't play football with this team. And ever since that day, I just took it upon myself to make sure I did that. Did it with pride. And just and I appreciate you guys taking this time out, getting this done, and I just wanna thank Mr. Kraft, man, this whole Patriots organization, taking a chance on me, but they could have went and got anybody they wanted, but one way somehow they chose to sign me. Just want those guys to know I appreciate it and I'm gonna get that thing I got.